Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And our God is a miracle working God. And whatever problems you may be facing today, let's just start in prayer this time together as we share on the broadcast. Father, Lord, you see the problems, the difficulties, the things that are confronting your beloved. Lord, those whom you've brought to listen to this broadcast, Lord, you see the needs in their lives. You see the needs in their heart and mind. Lord, you see how the enemy would seek to distract, how the enemy would seek to aggravate and to upset, Lord, that calm and that peace and that trust we have in you. Father, I bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. I bind the mouth of the adversary, the lion, the accuser of the brethren. I bind his lies against your beloved. I bind the lies that he would bring. And Father, I loose your peace in Jesus' name. There's someone listening to me right now. You have been, the enemy has really come against you with a spirit of condemnation. He is the accuser. And you haven't even been aware of it, but you've just been not happy with the situation. It's like you wanted to be so much further along in God, and there's just, no matter how hard you try, it seems like there's hindrances and there's obstacles no matter which way you turn, and you just, it's the enemy's planting those thoughts, but you really feel a failure. You almost want to give up. Like, what's the point in trying? No matter what I do, it doesn't seem to make any difference, and I take authority over those lies in Jesus' name right now. They are from the accuser. The Lord does not condemn you. The enemy condemns you. And in Jesus' name, I just rebuke those lying spirits that have come to your mind. And Father, I thank you that they will see, your beloved will see themselves as you see them, a work in progress, a royal diadem in the hand of their God. Lord, you're fashioning every one of us. None of us, this work is never completed, Father, until we're in glory. But as we allow you to have preeminence in our lives, as we cooperate with you, Father, that work can be done speedily and hastily. So, Lord, do a quick work. The hour is late. The times are so dark. We want to be right in that place that you have for us. You said every member of the body is fitly framed. You've got a place for every one of us in the Spirit. So, Father, just encourage, especially that one, Lord, that's been just under such a mental barrage. And just receive that. If that was the Lord quickening you, then just thank the Lord that you have the mind of Christ, and think on those things that are good and lovely and of a good report, that you're precious to God and you haven't failed and you're not going to be a failure, but God is going to cause the work of your hands to prosper and to be established. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Praise God. Well, we've been looking at the book of Ezekiel. And here we see the prophet, by the Spirit of the Lord, God's power took him into a place of vision where he saw a huge valley of dry bones, and it looked pretty discouraging in the natural. And when God asked him, hey, Ezekiel, what do you think? Can they live? And he answered, he said, well, Lord, you know. Doesn't look like that to me, but you know. And so he asked that testing question, can these bones live? And that's a question that perhaps the Spirit of the Lord is asking us today. Can these bones live? Can that inner being, that inner man, that part of you that has been devastated? I'm speaking to many that have just feel like you're one of those skeletons, that there's not much to live for. The things you hoped and dreamed about, you had so many high aspirations, and nothing seems to have come together. Nothing has come to pass, and you don't want to question the promises of God, but you're just saying, how long, how long? Well, remember the word of the Lord to the prophet Habakkuk, the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it's not over till it's over. As long as you have breath in your body, God is going to work with you. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring forth his purposes in your life. Remember Abraham? I mean, God purposely waited until he was, 100 years old to have the promised son. Decades. He kept believing. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He went through a long faith walk before the actual vision manifested, which was a son, an heir out of his own loins from Sarah, his wife, not the handmaiden Hagar. So praise God. In fact, don't do what Abraham did. We're still paying for that today. Okay. Hallelujah. So can these bones live, beloved? With the vision of revelation comes responsibility. This question will hit home to those who have had their spiritual eyes open to see the needs in their own life and in the lives of others. And if God has opened our eyes to see the needs of others, think about this. Will he not also mean to use us for their deliverance? He may have you pray. There might be no one else praying for that particular person or those circumstances or that particular aspect of whatever the situation might be. Your prayers are going to make a difference. Your intervention, your witness, your testimony. Also, this question brings an awareness of the utter impossibility of any human agency to affect change. Only divine providence can do that. Only God can bring to life that which was dead. And he can do that. He can bring to life that spiritual desire. This is a scripture God's giving me for someone listening right now. Restore unto me, O Lord, the joy of my salvation. There is a joy in serving God. There is a pleasure, a presence of God that we can enjoy, that we've known when we've been on the mountaintop. When we're down in the valley, we can say, where is God? You feel like you've been cut off, just like in that valley of dry bones. But that was a thoughtful answer that the prophet gave. I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Salvation, beloved, is of the Lord. He alone can make those dry bones live. He alone can bring restoration and healing in your life. One of the scriptures I've always loved is that which was spoken through the prophet Joel. He will restore the years that the palmer worm and caterpillar and cankerworm hath eaten. You might feel you've been robbed of a lot in life, that your childhood was hardly ideal, that there were so many disappointments. Your life just didn't go the way you'd hoped or wanted it to go. But beloved, he will restore the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm hath eaten. So take hope, take heart, be encouraged. 2 Corinthians 1:9 says, but we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. Is that a perfect scripture, right? We have the sentence of death in ourselves, and we were unsaved. And even in terms of what we face as Christians, there might be impossible things. God might be asking you to do something which you say, there's no way I could do that. But why? That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Remember what the situation, remember the story of Lazarus? I mean, God waited, Jesus waited until it was totally impossible. In fact, Mary and Martha sort of reproached him. He said, Lord, why didn't you come when he was sick? He wouldn't have died. But no, he delayed on purpose those present would see the glory of God, that nothing is impossible with God, that God can raise the dead in your situation. Whatever has died, whatever you feel you're cut off from, God can bring it back. That which is of him, that which is of his heart, I call it forth now in the name of Jesus. Now let's read verse 4. And again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Beloved, there is a command coming from the Spirit of the Lord, a command coming from the very throne of God to prophesy, to speak forth the will and the word of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord? It's found in the word of the Lord for you. That Hebrew word prophesy is naba, N-A-B-A, and it means to cause to bubble up. to pour forth words abundantly, to be inspired to speak or sing as a prophet by divine power. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever needs to change, whether you need to change, whether your attitude, some are struggling with the works of the flesh, you can mortify those deeds of the body through the power of the Holy Spirit. Prophesy. Let faith arise in your heart. Let hope arise in your heart. John 5:28, Jesus said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all those that are in the grave shall hear his voice." We know, of course, at that last trump, those that are dead in Christ, they shall arise. They shall be resurrected with a new, and they shall precede us, for those who are maybe alive and remain at the coming of the Lord. But remember, beloved, that God wants you to speak. Hallelujah. What does it say? Verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." Beloved, as you prophesy, as you speak to your situation, as you come before the throne of grace to find that grace and help you need in the time of need, that when you prophesy, when you speak forth his word, there is going to be a response in the spirit that will be manifested in the natural. In Psalm 104:30, the word of the Lord says, "Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth." Beloved, he wants to renew you right now. Whatever your situation is, just go to the Lord as we come before his presence right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I say, Lord, that you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, shall quicken your beloved. Lord, those that have feel that they've been cut off, that they've been dead, they've been just dried up, Lord, you're going to speak forth life to them. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon them right now, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. Cause them to be stirred, Father. Cause them to prophesy, to speak forth at the very word of the Lord, that they shall know, Lord, that you will renew them and you will restore them. And that which the enemy has stolen, Lord, you'll cause to be brought back and restored sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the anointing and the power of God. Hallelujah. Well, this time has come to a close. I must bring this broadcast to an end, and I trust that you can be with me tomorrow. The announcer will give you our contact information, and until then, I love you and thank you for your prayers and support. Until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,